It's pretty rough out there for investors, too. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended down today. The Dow lost 173 points to close at 10,818. Stock markets in Europe also lost some ground today, and the markets in South Korea plunged by more than 6%. That's the biggest fall there since 2008. Many factors account for the volatility of the markets. Among the most worrisome, though, are concerns about the strength of European banks. It's prompted a sell-off of shares in those banks. Otis Casey is an analyst with the company Markit, which is in New York.
Some of the activity we're seeing in the market does suggest some signs of panic. But, you know, I think whether their reaction is overdone or not is not simply a matter of academic debate. I think some of that reaction is probably justified considering the negative news that's out there.
Do you find it surprising that at this point people would have any kind of concern about the banks themselves and that they would be considered a risk factor?
I think that investors are becoming concerned about the banks in light of these reports that there's some banks with challenges in terms of obtaining funding.
And what's the proper way to look at those challenges for you? I mean, as real threats or just let's see what happens?
Well, I think, you know, we have to be very vigilant that these could become real threats. If investors respond in a way that goes beyond just selling stock in the banks and go towards more of a bank panic kind of mode where they start drawing down deposits because they've lost confidence in their deposits being safe in banks, then I think, you know, we can see even further turmoil than what we've seen in the past few weeks.
Why would this happen now, though? Because the economic problems in Europe have been around for some time.
There's been a report recently that the European Central Bank has been able to obtain dollar access to one particular bank that has not been identified. And, you know, this has prompted investors, I think, to speculate as to which bank that might be, as well as, you know, ask the natural question of how pervasive that problem might be, whether there might be other banks that also need this kind of help.
So they don't know which ones, so basically get rid of all the shares?
The volatility of the past few weeks in the equity market has seemed to unnerve investors, and they're more inclined to get out first and ask questions later.
I wonder, though, at the same time, Otis, if there's an element to this problem being self-perpetuating, or are there real long-term ailments specific to banks and specific to banks in Europe that markets have only now woken up to?
I think there is the chance that it could be self-perpetuating. People are starting to wonder aloud if that's the case. You know, if we continue to see the kind of volatility in the equity markets, for example, that we've seen in the last few weeks, investors may lose confidence for some length of time in the financial markets in terms of believing that their money, you know, can find a safe place to invest. I think this is why you've seen investors pull their money out of the equity markets and move them into U.S. bonds and gold, is because they're concerned that their money needs to be in safer assets.
I wonder also if, certainly not to blame the messenger, but if you believe that the way this is all being reported worldwide is having an impact on what the markets are doing.
I think it's really hard to separate the two. Clearly, the substance of most of the news right now and, you know, the economic data sets suggest that, you know, we're in a global economic slowdown. Growth is tapering off. More concern about risk in the European financial sector. So there's a lot of bad news out there.
Otis Casey of Markit, a financial information services provider, speaking to us from New York. Thanks very much.
Thank you.